This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Representative Jason Crow is calling for more U.S. troops to go to Afghanistan to help secure the airport in Kabul after it was overrun by people trying to flee the Taliban. Crow tells Colorado Matters they're also setting up a refugee camp within the airport because it will take weeks to get people out.
If there's ever a moment to overdo it, now is that moment, both for the safety and security of U.S. troops. It's always better to have more force than less in a situation like that. But also to make sure we're securing the airport, that we're not repeating scenes like we saw over the weekend.
Crow is a former Army Ranger who served in Afghanistan. The state has officially and symbolically rescinded orders from the 1800s that encouraged violence against indigenous people in Colorado. The orders had helped lead to the Sand Creek Massacre, where hundreds of people were murdered in 1864. CPR's Paolo Scholzida watched Governor Polis sign the new orders today at the Capitol.
Tribal leaders in attendance praised it. They said it was the end of a very momentous year for Native American rights in the Colorado legislature. Earlier this year, bills were signed that banned offensive Native American mascots at schools and offered in-state tuition for all Native Americans who have affiliations with tribes that originate from this state. I'm Paolo Scholzida, CPR News.
Masks are now required in national parks. Visitors, employees, and contractors must wear masks indoors and even outside in crowded spaces. That's regardless of whether or not you've been vaccinated. It applies to all of Colorado's national parks. It's 94 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.